everyone. Welcome to Moving to Orlando, your experts in helping you move to the Orlando area and live your Disney dream. And for today's show, we are going to be talking about why you should consider Davenport as a good option to move to. But before we get started, I want to introduce you to who's going to be telling us why we should look into moving to Davenport. So we'll start with my good friend, Realtor Danielle George.
Hey, guys.
Realtor Ruben Cologne.
Hi there.
And producer Craig Williams.
Oh, yeah.
So, and actually this, I say like my friends, whoever, they actually are my friends. So, I actually get to introduce as such. So anyway, we will be discussing Davenport. Obviously, so Davenport, for anyone who doesn't know, is to the southwest of Walt Disney World property. It is also the place where if you've ever left Disney World and you saw like 13,000 vans going one singular direction, that's where they're going. So that is their destination, is Davenport. So but on the I-4, they're located between about exit 55 is the low end, like towards Haines City. It's going to go up towards exit 60 to 62, which is where Celebration starts. And it can be a bit of a traffic nightmare. So I'm going to go over some of the drawbacks of Davenport, and then we'll get to the better stuff with it. So definite drawbacks. It is a lot of traffic. It is always a lot of traffic. I've tried going through the I-4 segment there at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's terrible. At noon, it's terrible. At 5, it's even worse somehow. Like, it just gridlocks and it halts. And I don't know, maybe through the night, like maybe if you're there at like midnight or something, and maybe that's going to be a better way to go. But like, realistically, it's a lot of vacationers. It's people who want to go to Disney. And that's definitely one of the biggest drawbacks. And it is also concrete jungle-ish. You'll hear Pete sometimes talk about 192 being a concrete jungle. Davenport's kind of that way overall. It's kind of just mostly home communities, not a lot of greenery, not a lot of, that type of thing. But there are a lot of really positive things about Davenport. And I'll let Ruben and Danielle tell you. And then if there's any more I think of that are good, then I'll jump in and Craig can jump in and whoever wants to. So yeah. I'll start with Danielle this
time. Okay. So Davenport is primarily made up of single family homes. Not going to see a lot of condo townhomes around here unless you're kind of looking in the resort style communities. So primarily single family homes. Right now, February 22, 2022, median price is about $355,000 for a single family home. The prices we've seen have steadily increased as everywhere else has. Davenport has started to become one of the more popular areas for, like you said, vacationers. When I used to come here, we had a family of 12, couldn't stay at a hotel, so we would rent out a whole house in Davenport. So I think a drawback of Davenport would just be having short-term renters in the same neighborhood. When you have a family, a lot of people don't like their neighbors changing a lot. So I think that is a little drawback, or it could be on the positive side. You kind of never know who you're living next to. So maybe you could have really great neighbors.
For a week.
Cool. For a week.
Yeah. For a week. Okay, Ruben.
So I'm going to be more positive because I want you to consider moving here, because I do think there's a lot about Davenport that might actually catch people's attentions. And I'll be the first to say that traffic sucks. I live over in that area. I live right off of the exit 55, so the Haines City Davenport exit. So the traffic sucks. If you can get past that traffic, there's a lot of benefits into living in this area. So firstly, the costs of homes over there compared to some of the other areas. We'll use new builds because I know new builds are really popular right now. So we'll use new build prices, for example. Hanover Family Builders, it's a builder that has a lot of the same floor plans available and tons of communities throughout Central Florida. So just we'll take the Wilshire floor plan, for example. So over in Claremont, that same floor plan, the Wilshire, the starting price for that would be $475. Over in St. Cloud, Wiregrass, that starting price will be $465. Over in a community called Davenport Estates, located in Davenport, the starting price for that is $417,000. That's between 48,000 if you're looking comparing it to St. Cloud, and 58,000 difference if you're comparing it to Claremont. So it kind of lets you know that if you give Davenport a chance, it's a area where you can kind of find more affordable homes compared to some of the other, you know, big communities in Central Florida. You can also find a little bit more inventory too in terms of resales. Last night, I did a quick check of just what resales are available in Davenport as of last night, between 300 and 600,000, and did the same thing for some other areas. I use Claremont just because that's where I'm from as an example. So Claremont had 35 resales available between that price range as of last night. Davenport has 130 resales available between that price range.
What was the price point again?
300 to 600.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, and that's only single family. That does include townhomes or condos as well.
Cool.
So just a couple things that kind of like to consider about, hey, you know, what makes Davenport kind of stick out a little bit. Danny and Sean have both mentioned that there are a lot of short-term rental communities over in Davenport. A lot of these are actually primarily used as residential communities for the most part. A lot of people use these as their residential home. It just allows short-term rental. So you might find, like, you know, some of the homes in that community that are being used as an investment property, which you will find a good amount of them throughout these communities. But I do want to point out that there is a condo community located in Champions Gate, which is technically Davenport. I will defend that. Okay. It's a community that it's called Bellatre. It's a residential only condominium and townhome community. The prices range anywhere between $190,000 right now to about $230,000 for condos. Now, again, this is a gated community. It's located in Champions Gate. It has tons of different types of amenities. It's on a golf course. So you can go to the Champions Gate golf course. The HOA is really high. It is like 601, I believe, but includes everything except for electric. So you're talking about water, cable, internet, any exterior maintenance fees, all that's included with the HOA.
I love that community. I had a couple people really interested in it, and fortunately, we didn't get the offer accepted, but it was really cool to go in there, and the outside, it was screened in, and it had a view of the lake area that they have, and it was just so peaceful to know that you were so close to I-4, and it was a very nice community. I was surprised it's only residential, since it's like right in the heart of Champions Gate.
Yeah, and actually in Champions Gate as well, like whenever you're kind of driving in, one side of the road is going to be like all the short-term rental homes, and then there is one whole chunk of the actual Champions Gate community that is, you know, primary residence or just doesn't allow short-term renting at all. So you could long-term rent it out if you needed to. But it is nice that a couple communities do have those choices and options for you. Highway 27 in general, but especially the Davenport chunk, is going to have a lot of dining options. It's going to have a lot of chain restaurants mostly, but you will see some mom and pop places. I have been down there and gone to like a British restaurant, and it's like authentically British restaurant. So the people there, they came over from the UK. That's just where they come and run their restaurant, and they order all their products from the UK, and you can buy, like, you know, the Walker's chips and everything like that from in Davenport from there. And there, but all sorts of, pretty much any cuisine type that you would want exists somewhere around the Davenport area. The home prices, they tend to be better there than they are other places. And even my previous home in Kissimmee that I had, it was a short-term rental zoned community, but I think only two or three homes in the community out of like 100 and something houses actually actively used it for Airbnb. So it's up to you. It's your choice. But most people there, they're moving for full time. But we do, of course, work with people who want to buy short-term rental properties. So if you want to buy an investment property, that's where you need to go. Davenport is in Polk County. We always say four corners on the show. That's essentially where four different counties meet. And Polk County is going to be a lot less strict on their rules as far as having, you know, farm animals. And I can't say for Davenport as a whole, but Polk County in general is going to have higher limits. I know they allow, I think, 8 like domesticated pets is like the city ordinance, whereas I believe like Orange County is going to be only 4, and that's where Orlando is. So you could have any combination of like 3 dogs and 1 cat or whatever, but you can't get more than that. But there really isn't a lot of limitations once you start getting into Polk County. So but Davenport's definitely a good option for dining. Price point, condos and townhomes for sure. You can get some good options. I know, I think it's the Tuscan Hills community is really good. The Legacy community, there is a lot of short-term renting in there, but we do – I mean, I have people that live in there full-time. And even going down towards the Haines City area, I think it barely gets in there, is Southern Dunes. And I think that's a really great gated community. And the HOA there is quite low for what it is. And it's on a golf course and it's very pretty.
Actually, so you mentioned dining, and I'm surprised you didn't bring up Shaboom's.
I was going to, but I was letting someone else.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, it's a really good ice cream shop from – it's like 50s themed, and mm-hmm. I don't know. It has – like the best ice cream. So recommend if you're ever driving down 27, it's like really close to the I-4 exit mm-hmm. of Davenport, you should go to Shaboom's.
Oh yeah. I always say like, oh, I'm gonna go back here and do a vlog, and then we just never have. But so it's on my list, but I just told my brother the other day, I was like, oh, you gotta go to Shaboom's and try it out because he loves ice cream. And so he like literally was like, I'm going tomorrow. Like whenever I wake up, because I was like, they make the cones like on the like waffle cone press where it's thin and they roll it, like they do it all in house. And I don't know what's in there. I'm really not a big ice cream fan, but like something about their ice cream is really good. And it's much better in my opinion than like Cold Stone or any of that type of thing. So I don't know what they're doing at Shaboom's, but it's great ice cream and the price is really low. So I'm like, I'm used to Cold Stone and I'm paying like $6-7 for like a scoop or two with some mixins. And here they're like, it's $2. Like, here's your ice cream cone. And I'm like, just one scoop. And she's like, I'm just going to give you like 2 more. I don't like, you know, you seem nice.
And there's never anyone in there.
There's never.
So I'm like, who? I wonder if like we're keeping them in business.
I'm so scared they're going to go out of business. Yeah.
Like, I have no idea.
As soon as you guys walk in, they're like, yeah.
Yeah. Please go so they don't go out of business. Like, I wouldn't be able to take it if they did. So yeah, there are a lot of positives on the price front, but of course, if you do want to invest, as I was saying, buying an investment property in Davenport is generally super easy. The whole area is zoned for it. Calabay Park is a really good one. I've had a few people buy short-term rental homes in there, and they're doing quite well with their rentals, and they're very satisfied with it. But that one is still very residential too, where it's a good split. Amongst it. And then, of course, Champions Gate is right in the heart of Davenport. So it's like people say Champions Gate, but it's really just a big, like, pre-planned community by comparison to Davenport as a whole. And they're going to have some really obviously, they have the golf course there. That's where the bulk of, like, the Omnia Hotel is going to be there. But it is you're going to have more shopping centers in that area. So you have a lot of food options, but you also are going to go there for, you know, to have an attorney or to have, you know, there's vacation rental management companies in there. So that's more of like the, I don't want to say financial district. That's giving way too much. I think it's untrue, but
it's kind of you. I think you said the heart of it, maybe, but it kind of is. It's it is the place that you will see the most people coming and going through, and you know, it is conveniently right off of I-4, so that plays a big part into it too. But like my first house that I lived in Florida was in Davenport on the north side of I-427 up. You know, where I could go through Champions Gate in the morning to go to I-4 to head towards Universal, or I could go up to 192 and then hit I-4 that way. So, like, I loved kind of that area in terms of it was cheap, and I had different driving options, so it wasn't like the same thing every day. It's like, oh, I can go this way one day, I can go this way the next. I can, and there's so much food around that stayed open pretty late. And I like that being there, it allowed me to explore like down towards Tampa a little bit more, because you're basically at the best spot to jump on to go to Tampa, because 27 is where the pile up happens on I-4 both ways. I will never understand it, because there's not enough people getting on or off there, but it just always is gridlocked. But if you live in that area and you're getting on going that way, traffic's going to relieve itself very quickly, and then you have pretty much smooth sailing. If you're heading towards Disney, it's going to pick back up again once you hit, you know, 536 in that area, and downtown Disney at 535. Disney Springs, Jesus, how long have I lived here?
back in the day.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you're going the other way, you'll hit traffic around Lakeland on I-4. But it's one of those places. I hated it for a while after I left there, because, you know, I feel like sometimes you don't appreciate how it can be. But then now that I've gotten further out around Orlando and experienced worse drives and worse communities, I'm like, you know what? It wasn't actually that bad.
Yeah, no, it's not that bad. I mean, it definitely does gridlock. We do get people, you know, especially maybe a year and a half ago, that really were looking in like Lakeland area. We do get a lot more people now that are Winter Haven, even like Lake Alfred, which is kind of a different way, but it intersects up in there anyway. So it's pretty smooth down there until you just get right at Davenport, and then it stops. But I do get people sometimes that we're looking on Highway 27, and they can only look at it as, okay, well, you know, going up to 192 and over to Disney. And I'm like, it actually can be the exact same time wise to be further south into Davenport, which is a weird thing. So actually being technically further mileage away from Disney or the airport or whatever can be the quicker route to get there, because then you get closer to the I-4. So you're going to have a much clearer path to get there. Or if you're a little higher up going towards 192, then yeah, there is going to be traffic at night and early in the mornings especially, but there are some good avenues to get around in there.
Yeah, I go to Davenport to do showings at least 3 to 4 times a week, and I go my clients, they can only do it after work, after 5. So I am one of the people, we take like Formosa Gardens around behind Margaritaville. So I try to avoid I-4. Sometimes it's right around the same time.
Yeah.
But there are a couple side streets that you can take to try to avoid it to get to 27 without having to take I-4. But around 5 o'clock, 5:30, I mean, everywhere is going to have traffic. That's, I think, just the realistic part of living anywhere in a like populated area.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, where I just moved to is Windermere, and one of the things going there was, I was like, oh, I'm moving out of Kissimmee, and the traffic's kind of high in Kissimmee, so like I'm moving to Windermere, and it's more residential. I've always thought, okay, it's just high traffic because of it being in a touristy area, and then Windermere's equally as high traffic as it was on the south side of Disney, and now I'm just to the north side of Disney, so I'm like, you know, it really ended up being about the same. And the running thing in Orlando is everything's 30 minutes away, so like literally every, like, I'm the exact same time away. It actually took me, I think, 5 minutes longer to get here to Pete's house to record today than it did from my old house. So I'm like, oh, like, even though I'm physically closer, it still took the same amount of time somehow. I think my old house, like, Ruben currently lives in Haines City, which is like right at Davenport. It took us about 30 minutes to get from my old house. I think it takes about 30 minutes to get from my new house, like, to get there. So 30 minutes are just beyond, but that's kind of the running thing here in Orlando. So just say 30 minutes, like, where, no matter where you're, wherever you're coming from, it's easy to play into that. But if you are interested in moving to Davenport, or anywhere in Central Florida for that matter, you can feel free to reach out to us. And I didn't haven't been giving people's like direct emails, I realized. So if you are interested and want to reach out to Ruben, you can, R-U-B-E-N at movingtoorlando.com, or Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E at movingtoorlando.com. Or of course you can just go to our contact us form on the Moving to Orlando website and do it from there. And we have a phone number. So that's why I waited to the end to do this. So okay. We have a phone number, which is
855-650-MOVE. That's 855-650-6683.
Awesome. So that'll do it for us. But if you are interested as well in joining our Facebook group, really cool community group, a lot of people in Davenport are in there. So you can talk to them and ask them their honest opinions about everything in Davenport. So there'll be a link in the description below so you can join our Facebook group. Just answer all the questions that are there or else you're not going to get approved. So we'll look forward to seeing you in the group and seeing you when you move to Orlando. That'll do it for us.